This is a continuation of my response about my thoughts on organized religion in response to a query by Nick Holloway, VOX, here on Audio Boo. Anyway, so in the first installment, I mentioned how I got fed up with the apparent cover-up by the Catholic Church in moving around priests that had allegations pending of sexual abuse, molestation, and the like. And I, first of all, I believe everyone is, you know, with the American tenet, definitely innocent until proven guilty. So, you know, I don't expect these guys to be completely fired and dismissed and chastised within the organization. But when you start having claims come up more than once, you ought to put someone on administrative leave, investigate internally, as well as, depending on what the charge is, criminally, making a report to the police and letting them handle it however they handle it, and just going from there. So, I talked about that. That really, you know, because I spent a lot of years or months, you know, leading up to watching a certain documentary that I hope was completely, not completely, but as, you know, unbiased as something like this can be. Obviously, there was some level of bias against the church in this documentary. But I guess bias isn't the word, but truth. I'm hoping there's, these were based on facts. So, because this was kind of the straw that pushed me over, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back. And for a long time now, I've not been a fan of government. Government, as we know it, usually by elected politicians. Definitely not monarchies and can't think of the other words right now. I'm out in the field walking the dog, taking a break from the office recording this, and I got 30 seconds to go. But my thoughts on organized government, coercive governments were forced to live by their rule of law, I started seeing parallels with that and parallels with organized religion, and I'll pick it up in the next section.